Heidi and Frank Show, 1-800-95-5-KLOS. If you're just tuning in, probably the biggest star we've ever had on our show in the 6 months we've had a show. Jada Pinkett Smith is on the phone. Hello, Jada.
Hi, Jada.
Hey, how are you?
Awesome.
We're better now. We have a big Hollywood star on the phone with us.
thank you.
Now, we've met.
What?
Well, not really. We were playing golf, me and my dad, and ahead of us was a couple, you know, just twosome. And I was like, that's Will Smith and Jada Pinkett Smith. And then there was one particular hole where, you know, you're hitting back towards us and we're hitting towards you, but you guys were in like a blind tee box, and I hit and I sliced one over the hill, like towards your tee box. And I thought, if I kill one of them with this golf ball, I will be the most hated person in America.
You would have been.
But you let us play through, and you were really nice, and we're like, see you later. But that's the only time. But you're sweet, and I mean, you're one of those couples that I root for.
Yeah,
Hollywood.
Of course.
Oh, well, thank you so much. Thank you.
And I wish you could tell me how awful Frank's golf game is, but I'm guessing you have no recollection of that.
Let me tell you, I will never talk about anybody's golf game because my golf game is awful.
So well, you're out there. You're out there. You're trying.
You know, I just go out there and have a good time.
Where do you find the time, being, you know, the actress? You're also, I mean, you got a rock band, right? Now you're producing documentaries.
She's a wife. She's
a mother.
A
mother. I mean, where do you find time?
Jada.
You just put one foot in front of the other, and I just love living life. You know, I want to have a full life. I really look at my life as being a piece of art and a masterpiece. And so you just make the time to create the life that you actually want. And when I think about life in that way, it makes it much easier to make time for the things that you need to do and the things that you want to do.
Because I look at your stuff and you're everywhere and I love it. And I look to you, especially as a woman, and I'm like, wow, she's doing it. I want to be like you and have it all as well. Do you ever just go home and put on comfy sweatpants and just sit on the couch and go watch all your stuff on DVR? You know what I mean? Like, just get caught
Absolutely.
Up on. You
I do that all the time.
Okay, I'm like, does she ever just chill?
Downtime, you know.
All right, good. That makes me.
Flip through my favorite TV shows and catch up.
All right, good. That makes me feel better.
So this thing
oh,
that
yeah,
you
I
have.
I do that all the time. Trust me. I'll take a Sunday and a Saturday. I might take 2 days.
Perfect.
Especially if nobody's in the house.
So this thing you have now, this documentary, Free Angela and All Political Prisoners, it is released today exclusively in select AMC theaters. So tell us about that a little bit.
This is a really important documentary, and when I first saw it, I was like, I have to assist this documentary in any way that I can, because it's really a strong piece of American history, and many people might not agree with Angela Davis's political views or even her convictions, but the idea that she illuminated an era where Americans really started to shift their consciousness, and she was a professor at UCLA who they found out she was a communist, so she was let go, and she had a lot of death threats, and so then she bought a couple of guns that ended up being part of this murder that happened in Marin County, and she was accused of participating and being a part of this particular act. And this documentary is really based around her trial and this particular time in her life, and the necessity of her having a fair trial, even though she was a black woman and a communist during a time where you couldn't have had more strikes against you.
Right.
And so you start to see that how America kind of rallies around Angela Davis for a fair trial, and not only our nation, but the world. And so she really began to represent the idea of equality and justice for people around the world. And it's really a phenomenal documentary.
It really does. I mean, I knew of Angela Davis's name. I knew she was a political icon. I knew, like, a little bit, but I didn't know enough. Like, if I really had to tell you about her, I wouldn't have been able to do that. And then starting to read, you know, hearing about this Free Angela film, she's fat. It's a fascinating story. It really, truly is.
Absolutely. And I think it's important to go see it, because I'm going to tell you another thing that was shocking. And a lot of people will pigeonhole Angela Davis as being a figure for just the Black Power movement. But there were so many people that rallied around her, a lot of white people, Latinos, Asians, you name it. And like I said, the world. And I think you'll be surprised to see who came to her rescue at a very pivotal time in her life that really illuminated the ideals of our America. And I think that every American should go see this and not be afraid. This is American history. This is not just Black African American history. It's very important for us all to know this story.
And I'm proud to be an American.
It does make you feel. It really does. It makes you feel like, yes, let's go. Oh, we got to rise up. No, it's crazy.
Yeah,
it's inspiring.
I really think that this particular time was the building blocks towards the America we have today. And it's not to say that there's still not more work for us to do and more civil rights movements that need to happen. But we have to recognize where we were and where we've come to. And I'm very proud. Very proud.
Yeah, I was looking at the Instagram. It's if you want to follow this film on Instagram, Free Angela Movie. Some fascinating, never-before-seen pictures on your Instagram as well. My
yes.
goodness, those are amazing pictures.
Thank you.
Yeah, so if you're looking for, you want more info, go to Instagram, because it's really cool to see all the old pictures of, you know, Malcolm X and Martin Luther King and, you know, Barack and Michelle Obama. Really cool. Free Angela
right.
Movie. And you guys are on Twitter as well, right?
Yes, Twitter and Facebook.
Okay, at...
You can go to freeangelafilm.com.
Yeah, at freeangelafilm.
Now, I want to ask you a question, Jaden. It's about being a mom, because I'm the father of a 15-year-old daughter, and you have, you know, Jaden, who's 14, and Willow, who's 12, and they have their own level of fame themselves. How do you, parent a child that has that level of fame? You know what I mean?
Like, take the trash out.
Yeah, how do you keep them grounded?
You know, the difference is that the paradigm hasn't changed, because they have very famous parents as well. And
yeah, yeah.
I'm kind of famous, Jada.
You know, they also don't have the income that we have either.
Yeah.
So you don't have kids that are coming in and taking and writing the checks for everyone.
I mean, obviously,
so
yeah.
We still keep in that parental relationship because, like I said, there's no shift
yeah.
in the paradigm. And so it's very easy. It's not difficult at all.
Now, was it true, the story? I mean, because when I heard that Jaden was invited to Justin Bieber's, like, 19th birthday party in London at a club, and that's why they all had to leave because Jaden wasn't old enough. Is that true at all, or is that completely false?
No, that is not true.
Okay,
at
thank
all.
God. I was like, I would never.
He was there with his father, and there's no
okay.
way. would have allowed him
right.
to go to the club.
I know. I was like, thank God.
Off and with no intention of going inside. And that whole episode that happened at the club had nothing to do with Jaden.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Yeah. You guys always look, obviously, we know nothing about you, really, only what you read, and you know, most of that's crap. But you always look like parents that are just really grounded, and your home life is very, very normal. That's what I assume about the two of you. Like, you just keep it
yeah,
real.
Boring.
I like that. I like knowing that.
Family, to be honest.
Well, I mean, there's something that came out today, and I wouldn't be a radio guy if I didn't ask you, but you did a recent interview with HuffPost Live, and it talks about how you and Will have an open marriage, and then as a question mark. Is that just – I read the article or heard the interview. Like, you were just a really cool wife. You let him be him, and he let you be you, and now they're taking it into this open marriage realm. Is there any truth
right.
to that
I
or
think,
what?
And I would always – my whole thing on that is that you – I would always tell people the great thing about it is that we taped it, and you actually get to see me talk about it. And so, you know, there's no – there's nothing about having an open marriage. And I would just tell people, please just watch the interview and don't read sound
right.
bites. You know, for people will just take stuff and make whatever they want out of it.
Yeah, but I saw it. I didn't see it, the open marriage
the
part.
Interview, and any question you have will be answered.
Yeah, I saw it, and I thought, she's just a really cool wife. I mean, not the open marriage part, but I didn't see it as an open marriage thing. I thought, well, she
yeah,
lets him
no.
be him, and it says if he make his own decisions, he's his own man. I was like, she's
but
perfect.
But you know, that's what the media does.
You.
They take, like, a little piece of something, and then all of a sudden it becomes
Absolutely.
Its own story. It's so
you
silly.
Know, that's just how it goes. You know, that is just how it goes.
Well, Jada, I know you live out here in L.A., so if you ever want to come in and hang out with us in the morning sometime, I know it's early, but if you ever have time and want to come in and hang out, it's an open door, okay?
I love it. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Jada.
Thank you.
It was very special talking to you.
Jada Pinkett
Smith. Thank you so much. You guys have a great morning.
You too.
You too. Free Angela and all political prisoners in theaters today, exclusively in select AMC theaters. We're going to come right back with Todd Donahoe in sports. We are Heidi and Frank. Come back to 95.5KLOS.com every day to hear more clips like these and to get the entire Heidi and Frank show. Go to HeidiandFrank.com and become a premium member. All access, people. On demand. Webcast. Behind the scenes. Too much to name right here. Go to HeidiandFrank.com. Check it out.